We've heard from David Sulkin, who's listening, asking, please credit the melting bass voice of Paul Robeson as part of your article on trees. Done. It's 25 to 10. When an earthquake hits, we turn to seismologists. When capitalism shakes, we hear from economists. As the biggest economic brains in the world have been meeting in Davos, we wondered, who is doing the better job? Is it those who track the Earth's own physical forces, or the ones who measure mankind's deepest economic disasters? We've the views now of Professor Yanis Varoufakis from the University of Athens.
For some, science is as good as its predictions. On that account, seismology and economics are comparable failures. Neither has ever managed usefully to predict a major event. Back in 1980, my statistics supervisor offered me this wise counsel. Give them a magnitude or give them a date. Never both at once. Then again, there is more to serious science than mere prediction. Seismologists are undoubtedly the right people to explain an earthquake after the event. As a profession, they tend to converge on similar explanations after the quake has struck. In sharp contrast, we economists do not even agree on the definition of economics. On simple things like what happens when governments implement budget cuts in the middle of a recession. On whether large corporations are a terrible scourge on competitive markets or a source of splendid innovation. Even worse, whereas seismologists can never be blamed for having caused the earthquake, economists are open to this charge. Am I being too harsh on my profession? Not in the slightest. In 1997, the Economics Nobel Memorial Prize went to Robert Merton and Myron Scholes for developing, in the Nobel Committee's own words, a pioneering formula for the valuation of stock options. If only the hapless Nobel Committee had known that in a few short months, the lauded pioneering formula would cause a spectacular multi-billion-dollar debacle and a massive bailout by the reliably kind American taxpayer. That failure was a test run for the larger 2008 meltdown. As a Greek economist, my story has an additional wrinkle. For years, we have been telling the world that the Eurozone will bind together our disparate economies into some form of commonwealth. Our monetary union was based on economic models that suited our politicians' purposes more than the edicts of truth-seeking. So when the crash of 2008 shook the world, our own little edifice, the euro, cracked and started to unravel. The result is that here in Greece, in Dublin and in Cork, in Oporto and in Valencia, countless people will go to bed tonight anxious, terrified, worried about how they will make ends meet tomorrow. I'm sure one day seismologists will develop good predictive models. We economists will not. Our analytical thinking may be crucial in helping organize public debate on matters of economic policy. But to tap into this potential, society must develop ways of subjecting our impressive narratives to rational, critical scrutiny. Dear listener, you need to keep us economists in check to prevent our powerful mathematical superstitions from arming once again the hand of spivs, unscrupulous politicians, and assorted financial villains.
Professor Yanis Varoufakis from the University of Athens. It's 9:38 if you care about that sort of thing. Our press panel are all here on duty. We'll hear from them in just a second. Here's our own review of the Sunday papers for the 30th of January.